Hello and good morning. You're listening to Market Minutes. I'm Lavisha Darad. Today is Friday, 10th of January, and here are the top things to know before market opens. After the last session favored bears, the GIFT Nifty trends are pointing at further weakness in today's trading session. Yesterday, the market remained under pressure and lost over 0.5%, with the frontline indices falling nearly 1% each. Most sectors moved in tandem, with the benchmark indices, realty, energy and IT emerging as the top losers. Broader indices also faced selling pressure, each slipping nearly 1%. The Nifty Midcap Index recorded its fourth loss in the last five sessions. However, today, whether the Nifty ends the week with gains or losses depends on the way the street will react to the quarterly results from India's largest IT services company, which is TCS. TCS reported its December quarter results, which was in line with street estimates on most fronts. The IT firm reported 0.4% sequential decline in the revenue in the December quarter, while growth was flat on a sequential basis in constant currency terms. Now let's look at some of the other stocks which will also grab limelight today. IREDA shares will be in focus after the company reported a net profit which rose 27% year-on-year in the third quarter, while net interest income was up 39% year-on-year. Shares of Tata Elxsi will grab limelight after consolidated net profit fell 13% sequentially in the third quarter, missing street estimates. Senco Gold shares will be in focus after the company's same-store sales growth remained steady in the 13-14% range, while the stud ratio was maintained at 10.5%. The company also raised 459 crore rupees through a QIP at 1,125 rupees per share. And the company aims to open 18 to 20 new jewellery showrooms in the fourth quarter of FY25. The next stock, Mazagon Dock Shipbuilders, will be in focus as the company has delivered the 6th Scorpion class submarine, Vagshir, to the Indian Navy. Shares of Mahanagar Gas will also be in focus after domestic gas allocations to the company have been revised upwards by 26%. Now let's shift focus and see what the global cues are presenting before us. Overnight, the US markets were closed due to funeral of former President Jimmy Carter, but traders will assess labor data on the state side with non-farm payroll numbers for the month of December. This morning, Asia-Pacific markets largely fell. Japan's Nikkei 225 fell 0.7%, South Korea's Kospi fell 0.4%, and Australia's S&P 200 also slipped 0.5%. In the commodities market, Brent crude was up 1% at $76 per barrel as cold weather gripped parts of US and Europe, boosting winter fuel demand. Coming to today's Voice of the Day segment, we have Mayuresh Joshi of William O'Neill, who talks about how mid-cap IT stocks would fare better than large caps in the third quarter.
Clearly towards the IT sector over the past few quarters, and it also becomes a natural hedge when markets start turning volatile. So it's typical sectors that become a natural hedge becomes IT, FMCG to a certain extent, pharma. You're obviously seeing slowdown in large part of the consumption basket, so FMCG might continue its underperformance. But pharma and IT probably are reflecting the kind of expectations in terms of the optimism relayed to stability in earnings, which a large part of the market might not affect. Coming to IT specifically, expectations largely, yes, it's a seasonally weak quarter. Everybody's aware of that. And everybody is looking forward for management commentary as well. Again, a large part of discretionary budgets which get decided happened in this quarter as far as US and Europe is concerned. And therefore, how the environment is shaping up seems to be pretty decent, because if you probably look at a lot of management commentaries at the exit of Q2, specifically mid-cap IT companies, they sounded very, very optimistic in terms of orders remaining strong and stable, pricing remaining very, very robust, and therefore the EBIT margin performance expected to continue at a decent pace. Having said that, valuations generally for the sector are sky high. If you compare the last 5 years standard deviation averages as well, a large part of the mid-cap universe is trading in late-stage basis as we see it. And therefore, to answer your question, if earnings disappoint to what the street probably perceives or believes, you can see a knee-jerk reaction happening on these stocks as well, because they are priced to perfection, in my opinion, whether they're large caps or mid caps. So to that extent, the argument again, mid cap might continue outperforming, as I've always maintained. Valuation sky high compared to large cap IT and for the sector as a whole. Therefore, you have to keep a watch in terms of earnings. Do not have a preemptive notion for the sector as a whole. You'll have to take each stock with earnings as it comes. But relatively, in my opinion, mid-cap might outperform large-cap. Some stocks within the mid-cap IT space to be kept on your radar might be stocks like an Emphasis or a Coforge, where our belief is that earnings might hold up looking at what the managements have hinted in the previous few months.
Thank you for tuning in. We will catch you at the next trading session at the same time.